The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, we want to talk about the vaccine rollout, which has come in for criticism, of course, this week, but probably not in one part of Kerry in Sneem. The local GP, Hernan Ganzo, joins me on the line from Sneem. Hernan, what happened there during the week?
Well, we received the vaccines from the HSC. They sent us 300 vaccines, and the list of our patients is 250. So we received those vaccines, and because I have to recognize I have a great team, my secretary and my nurse, and as well as with the retired doctor who lives here in Sneem, and his wife, she's a GP as well, and with the help of another doctor, a retired anesthetician, we can speed up the vaccinations and get all the people over than 70 vaccinated last week.
So I suppose, unlike different parts of the country where we've been hearing of a shortage of supply and still waiting on any supply, you had an abundance of supply.
Well, it's not an abundance. Okay. I have 250 patients over 70. And because of the way that Moderna is delivered, and they only can send batches of 100 vaccines at a time. So when they sent me the vaccines, they decide, instead of send me 200 and left 50 people out, they send me 300.
Maybe an abundance is overstating it, but it'll probably feel or sound like an abundance to people in other parts of the country where people over the age of 85 still haven't had their first jab. At least you've been able to get on with things in Sneem.
Well, you need to understand that there are different vaccines, okay? So the vaccine I receive is Moderna vaccine that can keep in the fridge for 30 days since we receive it, okay? The most frequent vaccine that has been given for GPs is the Pfizer brand, that you need to give the vaccine in a short period of time, on 3 days. Okay. So I was fortunate to receive this vaccine, and I think they sent me that vaccine because I'm in a small practice and I'm alone here.
Yeah.
So giving me that vaccine, you can't do some, just give the vaccine for a couple of hours a day and do 20 a day, and that's the way. So
it's fortunate, as you said, and look, fortunate for the over 70s in Sneem who have managed to be vaccinated. I'm sure a lot of them relieved to have that first jab. Listen, Hernan, stay on the line there if you don't mind, because Emma has gotten in touch with us as well. And Emma, you spoke to us last week, actually, about your mother who didn't know at that point when she was getting the vaccine. Remind us your mother's age, Emma.
That's right, Kieran. So Mum just turned 82 on Tuesday, and she has COPD, which is a respiratory disease. So she's on oxygen 24 hours a day. And no, we're still waiting. Her fabulous GP, they were hoping for their first delivery today for their over 85. So I can only hope they got it. And they said it may not be until about the 19th of March that Mum's due to get it. So I'd actually been in touch with Stephen Donnelly. I'd emailed a couple of weeks ago and got a reply today to say that, you know, they're prioritising the most vulnerable amongst us, and for those most likely to have a poor outcome if they contract the virus. And there ain't no, you know, move on the patients with respiratory diseases. You know, I just feel like, I mean, I'd happily go to Sneem, but it just seems to depend on your geography. And I just wonder, surely we have logistics experts in this country who could help in this instance. Like, and you know, the forward planning, the area by area, or even GP to GP, it's not on the GPs shouldn't be on them to have to coordinate. But I mean, there needs to be some help given here to make this go better. I don't know. It's so disheartening.
When Stephen Donnelly wrote back to you, or his office wrote back to you to say, look, yeah, we're prioritising, you know, people who are elderly and people who are vulnerable. I mean, in your mind, he's describing your mother there, is he?
Well, in my mind it is, but then that's not the case, is it? You know, if most vulnerable means the old, you know, I'm delighted to hear anybody getting it at this stage. I mean, friends of my mum who are younger and healthier, I'm thrilled to hear it. You know, they're all so relieved if they do get it, but I just feel like people with the condition need to be considered. And the GPs who are administering can only go on the advice of the HSC. And if they're being told 85 plus is the way to go, then someone like my mum, who is so often hospitalised because of her breathing, is just left to sit and wait. You know, it's just so frustrating. And meanwhile, where are the extra beds? We're all locked up in our houses. Mm. Nobody's work. You know, there's so many out of work. And yet, it goes so slowly. So I'm probably repeating some of what I said the last time.
I suppose that's the point. You're repeating it because nothing has changed. I mean, is it frustrating when you hear, and I don't want to, I'm not pitching people kind of in kind of Lucan as opposed to people living in Sneem, and I'm sure you're delighted for people over the age of 70 to be getting it in Sneem. And as Hernan explained, look, there's kind of logistical reasons in how the vaccine is stored that they happen to get enough, and it's a small population, and all of those things factor in. But it must be on some level, while you don't want to deny anyone a vaccine, frustrating to see people, as it were, further down the list getting it while your mum is still waiting and probably still quite anxious.
Oh, absolutely. Sure, she's petrified, you know, so as are we all. And I mean, so many in her circumstance as well. So, yeah, and just, you know, that it depends on your geography, that, you know, I've heard of practices, other parts of Lucan who have been able to vaccinate their over 85s already, who have received their deliveries. So, you know, there's no even area by area, never mind county by county planning. It seems to be just so ad hoc. I just don't, yeah, it just drives, anyway, it's so frustrating. And I just feel, and all the while we're hearing about, you know, the outpatients list increasing, like our whole country, as everyone is so aware, is on hold. Mm. And yet, we're moving at this pace with, surely we have people in this country who could be paid at this stage to help the HSC to do this better, you know?
Yeah. Listen, Emma, stay on the line. Hernan is still with me, Hernan Ganzo, the GP. Hernan, you can hear the kind of the frustration in Emma's voice there. I mean, there must have been a real sense of relief amongst your patients and probably amongst yourself to be getting on with the vaccination program. It must have been a good day.
Oh, yes. I have a sense of relief because I was worried for, I have a very old population here, and getting the vaccine, and the feeling, the sensation that all the people who get the vaccine at that time was a relief, to see a light at the end of the tunnel. And this is great. I'm sorry for the persons that haven't been vaccinated yet, but yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
We are going to be there.
We'll hopefully be there soon. 1890-453-106 is the number. Debbie is after getting in touch. Debbie, I understand you're in Galway, is that right?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, I'm in Galway.
And what's the situation there with vaccines in your family?
So, my mom is 86 and she was due to get her vaccine this morning, 9 o'clock. So big, big kind of a date in the calendar for everyone. We were so excited. Yay, mum's getting vaccinated. And then yesterday, the GP called to say, unfortunately, supplies hadn't arrived and the vaccination wouldn't be going ahead. So, I mean, the sense of disappointment and frustration in the house was palpable. Like, I've been mum's carer for the past year. I moved out of my apartment and moved in, you know, just to take care of mum while she was cocooning. So, like, literally, I've spent the last year protecting my mom from like an invisible enemy, and it's been relentless. And then for just to get a call like that to say the vaccination wasn't going ahead, it was heartbreaking. And then just before I got on air, actually, the GP called to say the vaccination would be going ahead tomorrow that supplies arrived. But we've literally, for the last 24 hours, it's been a roller coaster. And it, like, so now we're feeling elated and it's like we've won the lotto. But we shouldn't be feeling like we've won a lotto. This isn't numbers. They're playing with people's lives.
Just to get that right, it was scheduled for this morning. It was cancelled. And literally just in the last few minutes, you found out that it's going ahead tomorrow.
Yeah. And like for the last 24 hours, it's just been a roller coaster. But like they're forgetting there's people behind this. You know, my mom is 86. Even having it this morning is very late. She must be last on the list. She's highly vulnerable. She has a heart condition. She had major surgery before Christmas.
Mm.
It's so frustrating. The whole process is going at a snail's pace. It's shambolic.
And how is your mom?
I mean, it's taken its toll. You know, she's coping and she's lucky, and she keeps saying she's lucky because she has me and I've moved in to take care of her. But, you know, it's been difficult. Really, really relentless.
Not easy on you either, I'm struck. No. Like how have you been?
Another point I'd like to make, and it's not through selfish purposes, but it's more altruistic. Carers, family carers, I don't get paid. I'm looking after my mum. I'm not getting paid from the government to look after mum. But we need to be prioritised because we are frontline workers. And if I was to get sick, if I get COVID, who's going to look after my mum? We need to be bumped up the list.
Yeah, it's an argument we've heard on this show, and we featured it, and we've tried to give a voice to people in that situation, Debbie.
Can I just say, yeah. You know, if someone's working in the private sector and they're consistently not meeting their targets, I guarantee you they lose their job. Why isn't this happening in the public sector?
Yeah. It's a valid question. And look, those targets, of course, for vaccines have been downgraded for the week ahead. It looks like an 8-day target for a week. We were trying to understand yesterday in the show. We're still not closer to understanding. Emma, how's your mum?
She's okay. She's petrified. Her breathing is terrible. We worry every day that she's going to have to be admitted to hospital and we'll go in not vaccinated. Mental health wise, she's been very cut off. She relies, like that lady, she relies on us and some external carers who only were vaccinated in the last couple of weeks. So they've been going from vulnerable person to vulnerable person as frontline workers. So we've been petrified that will have an impact on mum. So it's desperate. I absolutely hear that lady's frustration in terms of it is shambolic. And it is people's lives. And, you know, time isn't on our side here, you know, and it's just too important. And I absolutely echo what that lady just said in terms of this wouldn't be allowed in the private sector. And it's a disgrace that it's allowing to continue. The repercussions of this, I think, for families, for this whole nation will go on for years. We've all been so affected. We've tried to do what we can do, what we've been told to do. I'm liable to get a fine if I go beyond my 5K, and yet the people are being allowed to be treated, you know, like this, like it doesn't, you know. And I mean, even to think that you've only got that amount of notice for that vaccination, like it's a big deal for an elderly person to be up early, to get out of the house, to like the lack of time even, you know, that's been given to people and notice. I mean, never mind the fact that, I mean, obviously you'd go at any time if they told you to. But yeah, I heard you actually challenging the 8-day target as well yesterday. And I just, there was no answer, was there? It's I don't know. I'm kind of lost for words.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're being held to ransom as a country while things move at a snail's pace and people's, you know, lives are just on hold, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, I know your mum is still going to be waiting for another couple of weeks. Debbie, it won't undo what you perceive kind of the wrongs, I'm sure, done thus far. But I'm sure you'll have a little pep in your step tomorrow walking away from the surgery, the clinic, wherever it happens to be after your mother gets her first jab.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, hopefully, you know, there is, I suppose, light at the end of the tunnel, but you know, I know there are other people in similar circumstances that aren't even getting the vaccination yet. So, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. Well, listen, I appreciate you getting in touch. Debbie in Galway and Emma in Lucan, 1894531106 is the number. We also heard from Dr. Hernan Ganzo, who's a GP in Sneem in County Kerry, where there was, as Hernan said, and it was nice to hear, I have to say, amidst all of this, where there was much relief amongst the community there when vaccinations were able to roll out, certainly in that part of the world. Thank you all for joining me here on The Hard Shoulder.